I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Today is crossover day at the state capitol, the last day for bills to be passed in either the House or Senate in order to stay alive this legislative session. One of the issues that will be considered is a gun control law that would end a state requirement to purge records of those unwillingly committed for mental health treatment after 5 years. A medical marijuana bill is also on the table. It would allow patients to use the drug to treat intense pain. Legislators are expected to work late into the night debating various bills. GPB TV's lawmakers will have updated coverage tonight at 7, and a live stream from the Capitol will be available on gpb.org. Protesters opposed to increased collaboration between local law enforcement and federal immigration officers gathered in front of the state capitol yesterday. GPB's Summer Evans was there.
Several immigration rights advocacy groups rallied outside the state capitol asking Georgians to fight Senate Bill 452. The bill requires police to notify ICE if they suspect someone may be in the U.S. illegally. Members of the organizations say that's unconstitutional and harmful to Georgia's immigrant communities. Glory Afi-Kilcano is the founder of Women's Watch Africa, one of the groups protesting the bill.
The time has come where we should tell ourselves the truth. SB 452 is against humanity. We must not allow Senate Bill 452 to see the light of day.
The measure now heads to the Georgia House. For GPB News, I'm Summer Evans in Atlanta.
Members of the film and television industry gathered at the state capitol yesterday as well to celebrate the industry's $9.5 billion impact in Georgia. In a video shown during the Film Day event, actor Jason Turner thanked the legislature for continuing the film tax credit that has brought many productions to Georgia.
I would just like to say thank you to Governor Deal and the Georgia General Assembly for allowing the industry to grow and blossom as it has here. It's really made a difference for me. It's allowed me to stay home at Georgia while still pursuing my career as an actor.
This year's Film Day comes as some in the industry raised concerns over an adoption bill in the state legislature that would allow adoption agencies to turn away LGBTQ couples on religious grounds. Republican State Senator Chuck Hufstetler says state officials are working to resolve the NRA dispute with Delta Airlines. Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle blocked a tax reform bill that would have benefited Delta because the airline discontinued discounts for NRA members. Hufstetler, who was the chairman of the committee that handled the tax break legislation, declined to give further details. And Alpharetta Mayor David Bell Isle has resigned to run for Georgia's Secretary of State. Now council members Jim Gilvin and Chris Owens have resigned as well in order to run for mayor. The resignations leave Mayor Pro Tem Donald Mitchell and three remaining council members to lead the northern Fulton County city until a special election in May. And the U.S. Senate has confirmed Emory graduate and Georgia Court of Appeals Judge Elizabeth Branch for a seat on the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. The Atlanta-based 12-judge panel has jurisdiction over federal cases from Georgia, Alabama, and Florida. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org. Follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.